before you feed host, Snake.
Thank you.
Hey, Snake.
Hello, Danny.
You like that Globe Life website?
It's pretty awesome.
They got, I guess they saved all their money to buy the Rangers naming rights on their website.
All right, let's leave them alone. It's just the concept,
I think,
more than anything.
We're just teasing.
I know.
It's like picking on your little brother.
Just busting your balls.
Hey, that's all it is. Just breaking balls.
So Saturday, Michael, we came home from New York and City from the Super Bowl.
Right.
And our flight landed, I don't know, sometime around 1:30 or 2 o'clock or something like that.
Very nice, uncrowded, uneventful flight. Really got your head right to come home.
Mm-hmm. I got myself a really good nap on there. I also knew that when I landed that I would be going straight from the airport to my kids' basketball game. Wife was going to pick me up with the kids, and we were going to go straight there. Well,
and you had to be there because you is the coach.
I am one of the coaches, yes. So,
Coach Corby. Do they call you Coach Corby?
I don't even know if they know my name.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Call you that?
Do they call you Corby Davidson, the ticket?
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Most of the second graders are...
Go easy on Hacksaw.
Poor Hacksaw. He lost his gig, man. So, anyway... my wife calls me. I tell her, I text her when we land. I say, I'm here, you know, give me 15 minutes to get my bags and everything. She goes, well, Ike, our oldest, his soccer practice was running late. Mm-hmm. So he had soccer practice. Then he had like an hour before his basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, it's run along, you know, we're moving to the airport as quickly as we can, and then we'll go straight to the game or whatever. So they get there, and then we realize that his basketball jersey was left at our house. So it was a mad dash to make it back to our house and then to the game by 3 o'clock. So we get back to my house.
You're booking it.
Yeah, we are. We get back to my house at about 2:45. I run in there. I grab his jersey that's sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in the car, and off we go. We have to go to Central and Beltline to get to the actual stadium or whatever, mm-hmm. school, stadium.
Right.
So I'm hoofing it, and I'm texting the coaches saying, we're coming. You know, I'm probably be there right at tip. Just the tip.
The first tip.
You'll be there for just the tip.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, they get it. They know I'm landing. They're like, no worries. You know, just don't worry about it. But I'm pretty adamant about trying to get there on time at least. And you know, have my kid shoot a couple of baskets before he gets in the game, too.
He needs to warm up.
He does need to warm up. So, and
kid's
I'm...
Kid's got handles, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's got handles.
Let it ride!
God, it's so loud. I'm so glad we have that to honor Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Let it rain! Let it rain!
Just takes me back to basketball practice when the coaches would leave the court and we're all out there just organized free throw shooting. And then he goes, turns the corner to go to the office, and it's
half court shots.
Hump balls as hard as you can off the glass, uh-huh. And granny shots from the stands.
So I'm hoofing it, granted, and you guys know that intersection up there of Royal and Abrams. And I'm going down Royal, down that hill on
mm-hmm.
Royal, like towards Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
So I start
west of Abrams, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I start going down there, down that hill. It's a pretty substantial hill.
Mm-hmm.
And
it can get away from you down that hill.
Yeah. And you know, I'm midway down that hill, and I hear, or I see, lights behind me.
And it wasn't an ice cream truck.
No, I didn't pull over for yummy ice cream. And I'm like, ah, crap. You know, and Julie's like, what were you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure I was speeding. But I had no idea. I mean, dude, I'm in tunnel vision right now, trying to get to this game.
Right.
So let me backtrack this story a little bit. In the neighborhood that we live in over there, it can be a little bit dicey. Again, I love my neighborhood. I love my neighbors. But we see a lot of police activity over there, a lot of police roaming the neighborhood just to ensure that things are safe, because there have been, you know, it's an area that may have a trouble or two every now and then. And because of that, because cops patrol our area, I've become friendly with them.
Mm-hmm.
I see them when I'm walking my dogs. A lot of them are listeners, you know. We stop, we talk, we chat. They're awesome. And they do a great job with our neighborhood. And this is the dicey part.
It's
about...
It's always a good idea to do that, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. And they've had our backs on so many occasions over there. Not just us, but our neighbors, you know. They're really quick to respond to any issue that anybody has mm-hmm. over in the Lake Highlands area. So... I tell this story with great trepidation because of the friendliness of the cops over there. But man, I ran into that SOB. And so first off, I'm going down that hill and the lights go on. And I think there are three lanes going down there.
Right.
And there's also a light about probably 50 yards up there that turns into a residential area. So I think to myself, all right, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to turn up here at the light
mm-hmm.
and get away from this major intersection
mm-hmm.
or this major thoroughfare, basically, which is Royal, going downhill. So go down the hill.
And people fly over that anyway.
Yeah.
And when they get over, you don't want to be right there at the middle of the hill.
Yeah.
You get rear-ended.
So I take a right down there and... you know, pull into that little residential area, roll down my window, and I look in the mirror, and I see this dude get out of the car, and I'm like, whoa.
Bad vibes, huh?
Things weren't all good right out of the chute. I could see the look in his eyes. He was a young guy.
Somebody was already having a bad day.
He clearly was having a bad day. So I got my two kids in the car. Two little kids. I got the wife in the car, too. And he barrels up to the car. Again, this is a young guy. I mean, I got 20 years on him.
Mino's age?
Yeah, he's probably Mino's age. He's probably mid to late 20s or something like that.
White?
Yeah, he's a white dude. Red hair. So, I roll the window down, and here's another thing. My bags are in the back, and my wallet was in my actual bag, you know, that I carry around here at work. I had my wallet in the bag, and I threw that back in the back of the car with my luggage. I mean, I didn't have time.
So it's in the trunk.
Well, we got one of those, you know, bigger SUV.
Oh yeah.
Pop the thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, he barrels up to the car, and he looks at me, and he's got these eyes that are like shaking almost. He goes, "Do you know what I stopped you for?" And I look at him, I'm like, "Whoa!" And I kind of turned around to Julie, and I kind of turned around to the kids. Both my kids are asleep.
Really?
Yes. Both of them are dead asleep.
Getting really psyched up for that soccer game, huh? Or basketball game.
Yeah. So,
nice, man.
Do you know what I pulled you over for? And I kind of rear back a little bit. I'm like, whoa. I go, no. And my wife goes, no, what were we doing? And it wasn't like, no, what are we doing? It was just, no, what were we doing? You don't know why I pulled you over? And then I'm thinking,
isn't that
oh my
your
God.
Job to tell me?
Did I have one of the dogs clipped to the bumper or something?
Yeah, you're thinking like Chevy Chase in Vacation.
I have no idea. But again, like you said, it's like, why don't you just tell me?
They always ask, do you know why I pulled you over? And I always tell them, yeah, it was going like 90. I'm a menace to society. People should thank you for pulling me over.
Again, I really didn't know exactly what had gone wrong.
Did you know you were speeding?
Dude, I'm going down that hill. Yeah. I don't know. He goes, you don't know. No.
Hey, stuff can get away from you.
Yeah, I don't know. And he goes, I had you clipped at almost 60. What's the speed limit here? And I look at him, I go, I don't know.
58?
I don't know. You don't know the speed. You don't know the speed limit. And at this point, Julie goes, whoa, hang on here. What did we do wrong here? Speeding? And not just speeding. I almost had you. You were going 55 at least.
What is it, 40?
It was 35.
Okay.
35 is never a bad guess.
And I go, and I look at him.
I can't believe it's 35 on that big, going, huge road, man.
So I look at him.
Of course it is, right there through a residential area? Sure it is.
I look at him and I go,
YOLO.
Okay. I go, okay. Okay.
You got me.
Yes. What do you want me to do? I didn't say this. All I said was, okay. And then at that point, I kind of turn around and point to the kids. And he goes, keep your hands where I can see them. And I'm like, I look at him, I go,
really?
I go, can I explain? Oh, there is no explaining. There's no explaining. And I can sense from Julie's standpoint that she's about to twist off. And if she wasn't in the car, and if the kids weren't in the car,
you'd be in jail.
I would probably still be in jail. Because, you know what? I respect the authority of police officers. But if you're an a-hole,
you're an a-hole in life.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. What does it matter to me? You know?
Yeah, I'm right there with you on this.
But in certain instances, you gotta play the game.
At the end of the day, man.
You play the game. And I did. And he goes, what's your name? And I go, it's Corby. God. Corby Davidson, you know. And I go, do you want my license number? That's okay. I'll go look it up. Because my wallet was in the back, and he wouldn't let me go back there and get it. And at this point, when I'm just kind of feeling the tenseness of Julie, and I kind of grab her hand, like, squeeze her hand, like, not a word.
Yeah.
Not a word. And
don't touch her!
You will not fornicate with her on my watch! So, I go, can I explain? You know, and he's there's no explaining.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, but go ahead. And I go, well, I just got in from the airport. She picked me up. We had to go back to my house, which I live, you know, a mile and a half away from here. And we're late. I'm a coach for his basketball team. At that point, I reach again. This probably was a stupid mistake. But as I'm explaining, his jersey had fallen. I'd grabbed his jersey and it had fallen on the ground in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I'm the coach of his team. And I reach down to grab the jersey. Do not move.
Good Lord.
And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm grabbing the jersey. That's it. I need to see your hands. And I go, dude. And I turn around and I point to the kids. I'm like, and my kids are zonked out.
Still, this guy's yelling at you?
Yeah. And I point to him and I kind of give him the shoulder shrug of, I mean, I'm not going to blow your head off. You know, look at me. Look where we are. Look at who I'm with. But I didn't say any of that. It was just, I gave him the shrug of the shoulders.
Like, really, man?
Yeah. And I go, we are late for this basketball game. I'm the coach. And I really am just trying to get there on time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right.
I sped. Lock me up type thing. You know, again, I didn't say any of that, but I just said, okay, I wanted to get this over with.
Yeah. You don't need a lecture from this clown.
Walks back to his car. And then we wait. And we wait. And we wait. And we wait.
Well, he's making you wait on purpose because he knows you're trying to be somewhere.
And we wait. And we wait. And we wait.
15 minutes?
He comes back at about 5 after. And he goes, clearly, you've been stopped for speeding plenty of times. And I look at him and then I laughed. I'm like,
oh my God.
And another thing. When the lights are on and the sirens are going, you pull over right there. You do not pull up and pull into some neighborhood when I have you pulled over. And again, I look at him. I go, okay. Okay, man.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do when you got a red ass like that.
And then after all that, he goes, I'm going to give you a warning.
You're kidding. At that point, I'm like, no, you're giving me a ticket.
Yeah.
God, I wish you'd have been recording all of that.
You have fun at your basketball game, but you be safe. I was like, okay, man.
Well, see you later.
He taught you a lesson.
And you talk about the window rolls up, and I am shaking. I am so mad.
Yeah.
And she, dude, it ruined my weekend. That's all I could think about all weekend.
She wanted to say something, and you couldn't.
Exactly. You wonder why you deal with cops, and 90% of them are cool. They really are. And there is a 10% of them, just like in any walk of life, that are incorrigible a-holes. Where all he had to do, all I want is for him to walk up, be like, I clocked you going 60 miles an hour down that, or 55 miles an hour down that hill. I'm sorry, man. I got away from me. I'm trying to get to this basketball game. All right. Okay. No problem. Let me see your insurance. Oh, my license is back. Okay. You can go get your license. Hand it to him, write me a ticket, move on. I don't care about getting a freaking speeding ticket. I don't give a damn about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on with you write me the ticket, and then we go on. That's it.
You don't need to get lectured by a kid half your age.
For speeding.
Right.
I was, sue me. Lock me up for effing speeding. Treating you like a common criminal.
Did he bring the kids into it at all?
Oh, yeah. About, reckless driving and all this garbage.
No, you played it right, man.
Oh, man, we were seething.
You played it the only way you could. To do anything would have only made it worse.
Yeah. A
lot worse.
Yeah. So there's my bad experience.
Well, I wish that Chief Kunkel were still working. Go talk to him.
I know, right?
Because he'd remember you.
Yep.
All right, community quick hits are on the way.